Is that the group that you're going to take?
It is.
Put in the four actors?
Yep. It is.
When it comes to Darlene, it's just going to be a matter of see how he recovers from that skate before the non-contact gets shed.
Yeah, you know, he had a real good day yesterday, and hopefully has a great day today, and we'll progress him back into. I mean, there's not a real big difference between non-contact, but it looked like he got through today fine.
Just talking to Rams, what have you learned about him? You know, he's known for his passion and so forth. Just what have you learned just being around him a little bit?
You know, he's got fire. He's got a lot of pushback in him. He works hard at his game. I think, you know, with the predictability we're trying to play with, it probably has helped his game a little bit. He's trying to get better every day.
This all being kind of new, the way you had to handle training camp, the preseason game, did you get out of it what you wanted to?
We did, actually. I think, I feel like we're maybe a step ahead of where we would be. I thought it would have been maybe a little bit tougher to get to the point we're at. I think I like the fact that the first period got tough. I like the fact that we had to fight back and play harder, work harder inside the game. And that showed me a lot, that they weren't happy with the way the first period went. We talked about what we needed to do better, and I thought we executed that.
Does that being ahead of things right now, does that come from how you guys started camp, or does that come from the work?
It comes from a lot of places. It comes from the amount of time the coaches are spending with the players, the video work we're doing, you know, behind the scenes, from every practice, you know, taking clips on what the standard of acceptable play will be, and trying to raise the standard in every practice where we can get something, you know, out of a practice. You know, today you saw, again, a couple drills with angling and getting in front of people, and that part of our game is getting a lot better. The tracking part, the coming back to our own end, and that's kind of where I feel we're a step ahead, that these guys have really bought in. I look at use Tage Thompson, for example. I think his play away from the puck has been fantastic. He's playing a real good brand of winning hockey.
Wendy, there was about a 5-year stretch here after you left where every October they went either to California or Western Canada. They were requested in the schedule. Just the idea of bonding. I mean, how important is this trip from that standpoint, that right off the top you're going to be gone 12 days and everybody's going to be together and the team even faster?
You know, again, if we got to make sure we get something out of it every day. It's great to be together because when you're at home here for a training camp, after the day's done, you're on your own. You go your own way. Now being together, you know, we're going to fly together. Practice will be in the hole together. Meals will be together. There's a lot of really positive about, you know, being together for a period of time. I can only reference I believe it's the last time we went to Helsinki and Berlin, and what a good trip that was. And you get to know your players, they get to know us. And each day when you practice, you're trying to work on something that gets you better.
Do you reflect on that experience, Lindy, from 2011 in terms of, okay, structuring your plan for the week, and not only while you're in Europe, but coming back from that trip?
Yeah, I think the biggest concern is coming back. You know, the amount of rest we're probably going to need, probably a couple of days to catch up. We have a few days, so I look at, you know, practice days over there won't be any different. You know, we've got a plan for every day and what we're going to try to accomplish. And when we get back, we're going to play back-to-back games, play less than 24 hours, and then you're going to fly. You know, puts you in a situation where the players are going to need to get the rest and recover.
When you were talking about Zach last night, it almost sounded like you knew he was good, but just seeing him up close, you noticed just how good he is. I mean, what have you seen? I don't know if I'm putting words in your mouth, but what do you
think? No, I think it's fair. I think he does a lot for a young man. I mean, his competitive fire is something you admire right off the bat for a young man, for a young player. And sometimes the ability to make plays that you don't think a guy that young would make really kind of gives you that, wow, yeah, it's not bad for the age that a player is. So, watching a lot of games, I liked them. I think I like them more now. I will admit that, you know, through practice, through games, he does a lot of good things.
What do you think this scene is going to be like Friday? I mean, it's a new arena. It's not an NHL opponent. It potentially could be a wild scene.
The main point will be trying to play between the dots. We'll have a little bit of extra ice. I think the ice is going to be 93 feet wide versus it's going to be a kind of a hybrid, a little bit wider. I think on European ice, you have a tendency to get on the outside, and we've been harping stay on the inside. I've already offered up this morning that we got to just concentrate on playing between the dots. That distance is the same, and we got to stay on the inside.
Now that you've been on the ice with these guys for a bit, what have you noticed about your leadership group and, you know, just seeing who's emerging there?
I think the group has been tremendous. The work ethic, again, is the tone has been set by, you know, the Thompson, Tuck, Cousin, you know, Samuelson, all these guys that Darlene, I mean, obviously I got a lot of respect. He has missed quite a few practices, but the energy that these guys are bringing and the effort they're putting forth in games and practices is, first and foremost, is the way I want guys to lead.
You mentioned Dylan. What in particular stands out about him as a leader? It seems like since he's gotten here, that's something he's taken a lot of pride in.
Well, first and foremost, his on-ice effort is is fabulous. When he's going about a drill, he's going at 100%. He's trying to get something out of every drill. He's asking questions if, you know, things don't go quite right. He's vocal, you know, on the bench, you know, in a sense where, you know, you need to communicate. I think the energy on the bench has been really good, even with, you know, him and Malenstein and Lafferty, and the amount of a noise you hear on the bench has been good, and he's been right in there with that.
He can help with Darlene, who is so good, but if things start going so bad, he has a tendency to think, I got to take everything on my shoulders. You know, how can you help him that he doesn't have to take everything?
Really his teammates have to help him. I can help to a certain extent. Teammates have to step up. That, you know, you're talking about that group we just talked about. Those are the guys that have to step up and just say, it's not on you, it's on us. This is an us thing. It's not fair that he wants to carry the weight on his shoulders. Let's divvy up that weight and split it amongst ourselves, including the coaching staff, and make sure that it's a we thing when things are good, and it's a we thing when, you know, maybe you lose a couple.
What's impressed you about Darlene as a person since you first had conversation with him and through this camp, although he's been, you know, not with the group of practices.
Probably his hunger for success. The fact that he wants this team to be a winner. That he wants to be part of this team. I think sometimes it's easy to say, well, you don't want to be part of it anymore. He wants this group to be successful, and he wants to be the guy that helps lead.
Why was Samuelson the choice for the 200-foot shot? Was he just standing next to you at the time?
Just because of that laser he pitched last night. I mean, after he scored, he looked like a 50-goal scorer. And he nailed it, like a dead. I mean, that's probably the most surprising part of practice for me.
Well, you got the exhibition Friday. You know, you've got the two games in Prague. We're talking about these quote-unquote extra guys, whether it's Cooley, Clay, how do you make sure that, you know, throughout the practices that there's still competition, you know, that they're still involved and that they're still growing through the experience?
Yeah, again, that is probably the toughest part of planning a practice, because when you have that many, it's hard. I'm not a fan of that bigger group, but we're going to have to put some stuff together that makes sure that their workload is going to equal – you know, guys that are going to play on the weekend. So it it's something you don't want to take a chance by not having enough bodies. In an ideal world, you'd want a lot of these players playing these next preseason games. But we're not in an ideal world right now.